I'm Laura Tennyson, and I'm the founder and managing director of Jojo Maman Bibi. We're a multi-channel retailer. We have stores across the country, a catalogue and a website. And I'm here today at this event to encourage small and medium-sized businesses to talk to each other. I think the most important thing I've heard today is that this is all about peer-to-peer advice. It's all very well getting advice from consultants, but unless people have actually been there and done it themselves, how relevant is that advice going to be to the small businesses in Cornwall?
Okay, so you've heard a little bit about this unlocking potential project that's rolling out. I mean, how important is that for the whole business climate here in Cornwall?
I think the reality is that with the cutbacks in the public sector, it's very much down to private businesses to mop up a lot of the redundancies and a lot of the job losses that we're going to see, or in effect, the lack of recruiting new people into jobs. So as people leave school, there aren't going to be as many jobs in the public sector over the next few years. And private businesses need to be very productive in creating roles to help the greater economy.
Now, you're based in Wales, and you made a lot of linking between Cornwall's brand and the way you see the Welsh brand and how that works in with business. What is your suggestion to what companies and industry in Cornwall should be doing about how it markets itself relevant to the brand?
I think there's no doubt at all that having Cornwall as a location for your business can be an advantage. It depends what your business is. But if you're a consumer-led business, then having Cornwall as your business address adds authenticity. It adds a sort of wholesomeness, which is popular at the moment. There's no doubt about it. It's something that can be built upon. Of course, there are some disadvantages to being geographically isolated, as we are in Wales. But I think the important thing is to look at the global market. We can't be parochial in our attitude to business. Whether you're a Welsh business, a Cornish business, a Scottish business, or a Geordie business, whatever it may be, so important to look at the global market. We are now selling internationally across the world from South Wales. And every evening I get on my BlackBerry a list of where these orders have come from. In the last 3 weeks, we have had numerous orders from Libya. Libya is an incredible developing market. There's absolutely no reason why Cornish companies shouldn't be exploiting these developing markets. In the UK, we are struggling. We are in a position where the consumer is cash-strapped. We've got cutbacks with our public sector. But there are other areas of the world where we can find new customers, and we need to go out there and find them. Don't just look at Cornwall as your customer base.
In your presentation, you gave a run-through of your four eyes. Can you quickly give us another run-through of those four eyes?
I guess, as I said in my presentation, I don't think there's really very much difference between a mature business and a startup business. But you need to have what I call the four eyes. You need to have inspiration, very important to inspire people around you. You need to have imagination. You need a great marketing plan. You need to have
Innovation,
absolutely. Thank you. Innovation, so important. Keep coming up with new ideas. Keep developing those ideas into new markets. And for me, as a working mum, I need to be able to cope with insomnia because, quite frankly, there aren't enough hours in the day to get as much sleep as I need.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.